Welcome, everybody, to another podcast here at the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. I, of course, am G Money of the Nerd Watch, and joining me today, she's only here for a little bit of time on the Nerd Watch, so I wanted to get her in while we can. Vampy from Vampy Bit Me is here. How are you, dear?
Oh, man. I'm pretty stoked to be back in Hawaii, so well, I'm pretty happy.
Are you happy?
Yes, well, I'm very happy.
You look absolutely stunning today.
Thank you.
Amazing.
I made sure to try. Yeah, well, I woke up trying. So thank you.
Well, listen, for those that may be unfamiliar that are listening to the show, give us a little bit of info about yourself and Vampy Bit Me. And
okay, sure.
Yeah, please.
So I pretty much started doing costumes maybe 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. Long time. And I didn't do an actual photo shoot until, like, a friend of mine worked with me, and he kind of made me, like, hey, we should take some pictures of your costumes. I'm like, sure, I guess.
Right.
This was, like, 2008.
Right.
And he works with Udon Entertainment. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Right, right.
But
no,
they
no.
do the Street Fighter books and everything.
Yes, yes, of course.
So, so then I started doing some pictures, and right after that, it kind of blew up on the internet around 2009. So I've been traveling ever since, which is kind of crazy.
Right, and for those of you that are not familiar, which you should be, by the way,
because
you are definitely popular amongst the comic book crowd, as it were.
Well, I definitely hope that it's you know, like, connecting with the right people. You know,
yeah,
I'm a huge fan myself, so that's why I pretty much do it. I don't do any characters that I don't know.
Sure.
I'm all about, like, being part of being pretty legit, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's what I'm all about. So, even if I'm popular or I'm not, I really don't care.
Right.
As long as I connect with people. That's why I went to the conventions in the first place.
Right.
To connect.
Right.
Yeah.
With people that are like-minded like you
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So, like, if I'm wearing a Punisher outfit, they would probably know which issue
right.
I'm wearing or
right.
whatever or
now,
something
do you,
like that.
Now, do you still have a hand? I know that you have an entourage now a little bit.
Kind of, sort of, right?
Do you still craft your own
yes.
cosplays?
Oh, yeah. Totally. So, I just started working with my friend. His name is Yuto.
Mm-hmm.
He's some Japanese dude. He's pretty awesome.
Awesome.
So I'm teaching him a lot of stuff, actually. So when I say that I'm collabing with him, I'm actually teaching him.
Oh, very cool.
How to also sew my costumes. Mm. So I give him a pattern, and then he sews quite a bit of it, but they're all my pattern. So,
sure.
So he's also learning.
Interesting.
So, but all my armored costumes are done by me.
Wow.
So all my Gundam costumes are done by me. Deathstroke, I've done by myself. All my, you know, the armored costumes I made
sure.
myself.
Now, I've always said this about cosplayers, and probably you in particular, that you're not only a seamstress, you become a makeup artist.
Yeah,
you become a crafter.
Yeah.
There are so many different modalities that you need to know to do this.
Yeah.
People don't realize how intricate this is for you to partake in.
Yeah, I definitely think that with the comic community or
yeah.
anime, it's all art.
Yes.
So I apply myself in that sense. You know, I try to, like, do the best art I can
sure.
to be the best representation of someone's work.
Right.
And I do not think that I own any of these characters. Obviously, the creators are, like, I'm the big fan of the creators. I try to impress them.
And so, I think a lot of people, I think creators and the fans alike are very impressed by your work. If you haven't seen your work, where can they see it?
They can go on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
Under Vampy Bit Me?
Yeah, this is a silly name.
Of
but
course.
Vampy, VampyBitMe, Vampy Bit Me.
Right, and so. You have all of your cosplays are on that Instagram
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Even though I'm a short girl, I try to do, like, some, you know, fake modeling stuff. So that's really fun for me because I my background is actually styling.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be union, so I used to work on movie sets.
Right. Oh, very
and
cool.
everyone was really tall. So I'm like, man, if I can recreate an image
right.
of a tall person, then maybe I did it. I did
right.
it. I made it, you know? So, like, I recreate a lot of, you know, glamour shots or whatever.
Sure, sure.
Trying to be like a model, but I'm not.
Right.
So,
well,
you know, I cosplay one of a tall person.
Oh, very good. Well, you're doing a very good job,
Thank
by
you.
The way.
Thank you.
Now, since you're here in Hawaii, what cosplays have you done exclusively for the con this year?
Oh, pretty much. So I usually do comic cosplays and
sure.
also anime ones. And I noticed that people in on the island like One Piece a lot. So
yes, they do.
They do, yes.
They love it.
So I made a brand new one. It's Nico Robin. So just for this con. Mm-hmm. And I brought Boa Hancock, which I'm wearing right now.
Oh.
And, yeah, that was just pretty much for Hawaii because they don't really get to see my One Piece costumes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I know you're a very important lady around these parts.
Oh, sometimes.
And I know that you got to get going. I do want to thank... What's that?
I just showed up, so I guess we can start.
Oh, no, we can start now. It's one of my partners for my Nerd Watch.
Oh, yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah, he's on the banner
yeah,
and everything.
I see you. I see you.
Well, listen, Vampy, thank you so much for stopping by our little podcast here. Thank you for talking to us.
Oh,
we certainly
thanks for
appreciate
having
it.
Me.
I know you're a busy lady. You've got an adoring fan base that wants to take pictures with you.
Oh,
so
I love them.
I'm gonna let you go and you take care of yourself. Where we can find you on Instagram at Vampy Bit Me, yes?
Yes, and then I on Twitter I'm like I reply to everyone. I have like 70,000 replies. So if you talk to me, then I'm going to talk to you back.
Oh,
so.
Fantastic.
Yes, well, I make time.
Well, thank you so much, Vampy, for coming. And thank you guys for listening. And we'll have more with the Nerdwatch podcast exclusively here at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. And we'll talk with great people like Vampy. Until next time, aloha.